There's something disturbingly familiar about this kind of image. It looks to us indeed a bit like a contemporary political cartoon. And so we showed it to the political cartoonist Steve Bell to ask him what he made of it.
Well, looking at this tiny object now, it is a genuinely archetypal image of power. It's the exercise of power. It's somebody bossing it over somebody else. And this image of having a larger character dominating a smaller character is obviously not to do with physical size. It's to do with symbolic size, symbolic weight. And that even carries on into the world of naturalistic political cartoons to this very day. I did it myself only yesterday. You find that characters you focus on, often you draw bigger just because that's where the meaning is. Here we are, one of the earliest political images of all time. It is quite something. No laughs there, but that comes later.
The label maker's job was deadly serious. To keep his leader looking invincible and semi-divine, and to show that Den was the only man who could guarantee what Egyptians, like everybody else, wanted from their rulers, law and order. Within the pharaoh's realm, everybody was expected to conform and to take on a clear Egyptian identity. The message of our sandal label is that the price of opposition was high and painful, and the message is carried not only in images, but by writing. There are some early hieroglyphs scratched into the ivory.